We are learning Masechtas Brachas, and we are starting Daf Beis Amar Aleph, the beginning of Masechta, starting over Talmud Bavli again. And for those who are starting for the first time, wishing you much Hatzlacha, Amet Hashem. We also finished Shas and keep with the Daf Yomi for the next 7.5 years. Zok the Mishnah, Me'imisai Karin Es Shema Ba'arvin. When is the proper time to say Shema in the evening? That means we know there's a mitzvah to say Shema once by day, once by night. And our Mishnah starts off, when is the time that you're supposed to start saying Shema? And until when can you say Shema? So maybe it's like current Shema Ba'arvin. When do you start saying Shema? In the evening. From the time when Kahanim are allowed to eat Shema, that means Kahanim who were Tamei, they were Tovel in the morning. Allah is they need a hair of Shemesh. That they don't complete that entire process until the evening, until Tzeisak Echavim. And at that time, they start eating Shuma again. So from that time, that's when we are Chayiv to say Shema, and we are Yotze Shema from that time and on, which is Tzeisak Echavim. Until when could you say Shema? At Shayfar Shmur Rishonah, Dibur Rav Eliezer. There's a hole until the end of the first third of the night. That's the time when you could say Shema. And the Gemara will explain, and Rashi later on will explain what's Peshat and Rav Eliezer. And the question is, what Veshach Becha means. We're learning that twice a day you say Shema, because Veshach Becha, when you go to sleep, Bekomecha, when the time you wake up, what's called the time of going to sleep? What's that time? That's really what the Machlokes is. According to Rav Eliezer, that time is the first third of the night, the Rav Eliezer. V'chacham say Ad Chatzos. You could say Shema until Chatzos, until midnight. Until the morning, until Amud Hashachar, until Alois Hashachar, you could say Shema. Ma'isa Obo Bonav Beis HaMishnah. There's one time a story where Gamil's kids, they came back late from a chasana. It was much past Chatzos. Amru Loi, they told Rav Gamil, Loi Karina Shema, we didn't say Shema yet. Amar Lahem, Im Loi Olo Amud Hashachar, Hayav Matan Likrois. If it's not yet Alois Hashachar, you mechuyev to say Shema. But loyzu b'vad amru, not only by Shema. Alakol ma'ash amru chama chatzos. Anything that Chazal said, the shir is tul chatzos. Mitzvasam ad shiyala amud hashacha. The mitzvah really is ad shiyala amud hashacha. And they just made chatzos as a siyog, as a cutoff point to be careful. You shouldn't go any further than that. And the Mishnah gives other examples, things that are kosher the whole night. The mitzvah of being makder, the chalev of a carbon, or the yevarim by a carbon oila, the mitzvah is atchiyal and mashacha until the morning. And it happens to be that this Rashi speaks out, there was no siyog. They didn't even make a takana that you should do it for chatzos. That you can do the whole night. Because kahanim is reason, whatever the reason is. Anything that's eaten for one day, for example, achata, sa'osham, Kifsi Atzeres, Menachah is Toida. Also, we don't tell them you're allowed to eat till the morning. We know this by Karim Pesach. Also, there's such an idea could be V'chol Nachal M'yayim Echad Mitzvah Svat Yom HaShachar. Really, the mitzvah is till the morning, till the Shachar. And Kein Lama Amr Chom Ad Chatzos. What a Chom Asay Chatzos? Kein Laharchik Odom An Avera. To make a person be careful, they shouldn't come to Avera, to leave over Noise. Therefore, we made a Takana that to be careful and do it, eat it before Chatzos. So now let's try to explain the Mishnah. Chachamim, we have three sheets in our Mishnah. When can you say Shema until? Until the end of the first third of the night, or until Chatzos, until the morning. Alois Hashachar. Rav Gamil hold until Alois Hashachar. So what's Rav Gamil talking about at Chatzos? What's going on? What's the Pshat in the Mishnah? So Rashi and Daf Gimel says that Rav Gamil holds that he holds the no siyog. L'chatchila, you could say Shema until Alois Hashachar. The Chacham hold the mitzvah is the whole night, but they made a din at the Kana that you should say Shema only till you finish Shema before Chatzos because you want you to be careful. The Rambam did not hold of this siyog, did not hold of this takana that you should say before Chatzos. So what happened was Rabbi Gamil's children came home and they said we didn't say Shema yet, and we know we pass like the Chacham because they're the Rabbim. We don't pass like you, our father. We pass like the Chacham. So Rav Gamil answered, he says, even the Chachamim, that wasn't Me'ikar Hadin, that you can't say Shema after Chatzos. That was only a Siyog. And since it's only a Siyog, V'shas Adchak, you could say Shema. That was probably the answer. The answer was that the whole Chachamim's Din wasn't Me'ikar Hadin, it was only a Siyog. Since it's only a Siyog, you could say it until the morning. That's how you read the Mishnah. Now, another thing to speak out is that it comes out, when are you allowed to start saying Shema? Only after Tzeisek Chavim. So Rashi asks, then in his days, the minig was to daven Ma'ariv early. So he says, why do we say Shema by Ma'ariv when it's before Tzeis, it's early, if L'chayr, you're not Yotze Shema? Shema, you only Yotze from Tzeis Chavim on. So he answers, you're right. The only reason why he's saying Shema is only that you should daven together with learning, and Shema is learning. So he says, when do you Yotze Shema? When do you do the Mitzvah Shema? So Rashi answers, when you go to sleep, you say Shema. Ah, you don't say three parashas. He says, with the first parasha, you are Yotze. That is Rashi's pshat. Tosfos over here takes issue with this pshat, and he has a different pshat in why we daven Ma'ariv early. One of the pshatim we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that from Plaga Minchan on already it's night. Ayin Shom and Tosfos, but that's just the Rashi. It's interesting that the beginning of this Masechta, Rashi gives you Halacha L'maaseh. He's telling you that really the mitzvah Shema Yibin Yotze is, if you daven Ma'ariv early, is but a kriya Shema Alamita. So let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Instead of the Mishnah, Me'emesai Karina Shema Ba'arvim. That means the Mishnah was taken for granted that you know that you chayiv to say Shema. And the only question is, when? When should I say Shema? When could I say Shema until? And when can I start saying Shema? Zok the Gemara is a kasha. Tana Heichi Kaya. What's it going on? Where is it going on that it says Me'emesai Shema? Tell me first I'm chayiv to say Shema, and then say Me'emesai. Vesu, another kasha the Gemara asks, "May start talking about Arvis Bereisha, listed as Shachas Bereisha. Why does it start off with Kriya Shema of Arvis?" And later on, in the Masech, the next Mishnah, it says about Kriya Shema of Shachas. Why don't we start with Shachas? And Tosfos explains the Gemara's kasha is because we find by the Tamid in the Torah, it first says in the pasuk Tamid Shel Baker, and then it says Tamid Shel Ben Abayim. So it always says the morning first. So the question is here: why does we speak out the Ma'ariv, the Kriya Shema of Ma'ariv before the Kriya Shema of Shachas? That's the Gemara's question. Gemara's two questions. First of all, what's Me'emesai going on? And second of all, why did it say the evening Bereisha, especially since we find by Tamid, it says Baika first? And I wanted to add on that we know that davening is Keneged the Karbonis, next to the Tamid. That's what Gemara's Kasha is, that by davening, we should start with the morning, just like by Tamid, and the Pasuk starts with the morning. So we have two questions the Gemara asks. And for the Gemara, Tana Akra Kayi. Our Tana is going on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, "V'chsev v'shach b'chol v'kumecha." It says in the Pasuk that you have to say Shema when in the time you wake up, and the time you go to sleep, and it says in the order in the Torah, "V'shach b'chol v'kumecha." First, it says we're going to sleep. V'ach Tani zman kriyish v'adashchiva emes m'shach shakam rechnasim lecha v'chuma sam. And that's what Mishnah is saying. When is called zman shchiva? When the Kahanim eat Shuma, which is Seis HaKechavim. So it answers both questions. The first question was that, where does it say Yechayiv Shema? It's in the Torah. And Me'emesai is going on the Pasuk. Question number two is, why does it say the evening first? The Torah says, because the Pasuk of that the Makar for Shema is B'shach B'chav V'Kamecha. And there it says, B'shach B'chav first. V'Bai Yisema, not a Torah, why we go to night first. We learn that from Bria Shalom. We know by Eden, everything goes first. The night goes first. First comes the Erev, then comes the Baikah Yemechad. So that's why Mishnah started off with the Ma'ariv. The guy, the first Kasha, Me'emesai, of course, we know it's going on the Pasuk. The guy, the second Kasha, we have two truths. Either B'shach B'chav V'Kumecha, it says, even going to sleep first, or V'Yer V'Yivaker, which is all over, it says that the night goes first. Right, the Markasha, Yehachi, if he's the second shot, Sefer Diktani, in the Sefer, when it talks about the Birchas Kriya Shema, we know, in Birchas Kriya Shema, at night we say two brachas before, Hamar Haravim and Ahava Salam, and afterwards we say Gal Yisrael and Hashkivenu. So two brachas before, two brachas afterwards. Shachris, we say two brachas before, with Yotzeh Ma'aris and Ahava Rabba, and afterwards we say one bracha of Gal Yisrael. Altogether seven. So in the Mishnayos, when it explains about the brachas, it explains the Shachris first. Two brachas before Shema, v'achas l'acharei, one bracha after Shema, v'erev, in the evening, by Ma'ariv, v'arach shtayim l'fanei, two before, v'shtayim l'acharei. Listed the Arvis Bereisha, let's say, first Arvis. And Tosfos explains, it's kashal on a second pshat. If you're the first pshat, they learn v'shach b'chav v'kamecha, so that's only a din by Shema that we always explain the night first, because the pasuk says v'shach b'chav v'kamecha is talking about Shema. But it'd be the second shot that's from the Yehera, which is talking about all things, you know, in Yiddishkeit go night first, even the Brias Oilam, everything goes night first, then Shver, why by Birchas Krishma didn't we say the night first? And for the Gemara, Tana, Pasach Ba'arvis, our Mishnah starts off with Shema Ba'arvis, V'hoda Tanik B'Shachris, says about Shema, there's right time for B'Shachris, Shema B'Shachris, and once it's talking about Shachris, so that's the last thing it said, so it went straight to the Brachas of Shachris. The Koy B'Shachris, Pirish Mila Shachris, first explains the Brachas of Shachris, V'hoda Parish Mila Da'arvis. Of course, Ma'ariv always goes first, but here, since we first said Ma'ariv Shema, then we said Shachris Shema, so we once talking about Shachris, we continue with Shachris, and we said Brichas Kriya Shema of Shachris before Brichas Kriya Shema of Arvis. Stam, just telling you know, a kash on this Gemara. The one he has a lot of sech to start off with, let's say Sukkah. Starts off Sukkah, Gevoya Asar. Doesn't say where Sukkah was. Why the one he has there? First tell me Chayim and Sukkah, and then say that. And all of a sudden, it's like that, you know. Erevin starts with Erevin. Don't say bad Erevin, just starts with Erevin. So why here Dafka we ask the kasha? So one of the truths are that once this Gemara asked the kasha, Me'emis said, it says going back on the psukim, so you could say it for Evan Masechta as well. It's one of the truths, I think it's a slach. So the Gemara about Vaita. Omamar, when do you start saying Shema? When could you start saying Shema? When is it called evening enough, time of sleeping enough, that you can start saying Shema? The Mishnah says, Meshasha kahanim nechnosim lecho v'tshuva masam. When the kahanim go in and they start eating tshuva. When the Mishnah says this year, what does it mean? When the Kaham start eating Tshuma? So listen, why are you being so confusing? Say, when do you start saying Shema? When can you start saying Shema? From Tzeis. Simple as that. You have a dead Mishnah, Shekahanim, Mechnosim, Lechav, Tshuma. What's Pshat? Just say Tzeis. And for the Gemara, Milsak, Aga, Vorcha, Kamashlon. The Mishnah is teaching us something, you know, as by the way, but by telling us Seis in this way, teaching us a different halacha. Kamash v'lon, that Kahanim could eat Tshuma already by Seis. Kamash v'lon, Kahanim, Emes ha'kachim v'tshuma, Mashah Seis v'chavim. And why is that a chiddush? V'hol Kamash v'lon, the kapara loy ma'akva. It's teaching us this halacha, that a kapara is not ma'akva. That means, a lot of times, a person has to bring a carbon, let's say a zav. We just learned the nida about a zav. A zav, after he finishes counting his Shiva Nikiyim, he goes to the mikvah, and then he's tahar, but he still has to bring kavanas. So maybe it's not enough to have Harav Shemesh and Tefillah. You need to also bring the carbon in order to eat Truma. Kamash V'lon, know that the Kahanim eat at night already Truma, even before they bring the carbon. And the carbon is not Ma'akif. Kedetayin, learned in the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, Uva Shemesh V'Tahar V'Acha Yechum V'Nakachim Kilachim Hu, that's about success. After he's the Ba Shemesh and he's tar, then he can eat Chuma. Bias Shemesh Ma'akvasim Lechav Chuma. You need a Bias Shemesh, you need the sun to go down or to Chuma. Ain't Kaparasim Ma'akvasim Lechav Chuma. But the Kapara does not, the Kabanis that you didn't bring, that does not stop you from eating Chuma. And you can even eat that before, you can even eat the Chuma before you bring the Kabanis. So Mara asks, Umay, the high of Vah Shemesh, how do you know Vah Shemesh Vatar means when the sun goes down? And Vatar means by Tseis. Like Vah Shemesh would be like Shkia, and Vatar would mean Tseis Echavim. And that's how we know that Harav Shemesh means Tseis. So how do you know the Taicha Pasuk like that? Umay, the high of Vah Shemesh, be it Shemesh, which is Shkia, and Vahai Vatar, Tar Yemen, and Vatar means that the Shkia was Lagamri. The sun is gone, Lagamri, and it's already the night. How do you know a Taicha Pasuk like that? Maybe Taicha Pasuk a little different. Dilma, Bias Ayrahu, you know what Va Shemesh means? The next morning means when the sun comes out. The Va Shemesh, the sun comes out. And what's Tahar? Vamai Tahar, Tahar Gavra. It means when the guy brings his Kabanis. He brings his Kabanis the day after Tefillah. Maybe you need Tefillah, then you need a whole night. The next morning when the sun comes up, I can bring my kabanas, I bring my carbon, and that's how I can start eating tshuma. It says, Avah Shemesh v'taher, and then I eat tshuma. How do you know it means Shkia with Seis? Maybe it means, Avah Shemesh means when the sun comes out. And then v'tar means when he brings the kabanas. That's what it means. And my v'tatar gavro. So how do you know how to type the pasuk? It means Seis. Maybe it means you need the next morning with kabanas taka. Maybe the kabanas are ma'akev eating tshuma. It should say Viatar. That's what you're saying. Not v'taher, v'yitaher, which means a commandment, bring your carbon. But since it says my v'taher, since it's v'taher, which sounds like by itself, that means tahar yoima, when the day is finished, the day is purified, the day is gone. Kedam Rishak, people say, when it gets dark, they say like this, Erev Shemsha, the sun went down, v'itke yoima, and the day was purified, the day is gone. So, that's how we know the Vav Shemesh V'tahar means the evening with Seis and not the morning, because it would have meant to be going on the Kabbalah, so we would have Yitahe, which means a Tzivui, to bring a commandment to bring the carbon. Marava, Hod Rav Rav Shilo Shmila. In Rav Rav, didn't hear Rav Rav Shilo's Teretz of Yitahe, which was Loshen of Tzivui. Ubalim Abayi, they had this question in Pasuk. Is the Pasuk mean, they actually cleared the Shaila in this Pasuk, does it mean Seis, or does it mean the next morning with Kabbalah? Does it mean Shkia or Mayra Tara Tara Yema, which means Seisek Chavim? Aydilma Bias Ayrahu, it means when the sun comes up in the morning, you know, Netzachama, or Mayra Tara Tara Gabra. And Tar means that he brings his Kabbalahs. That was the Shal, they didn't know what Shal the Pasuk. Vahod the Pasuk of Braisa, the Maestri wrote Rav Braisa, Mektoni of Braisa, this Braisa we wrote later on in the Amid. The Braisa says, Simin Ladova Teisuch Chavim. It says in the Braisa that when do Kahanim eat Shuma, Teisuch Chavim. So you knew that Shalim's Pasuk must be like the Braisa, Shema Minah, Bia Shem Shuhu. It must mean that Shkia, Maivatar, Tar Yem, the day finishes by itself, it says. That's how they knew it from the Braisa, but they declared the Shaila. But Rav Rav Shila is telling you a reason why we know it can't be in the Kabbalah, because it should have Via Tarher, which would mean a Tzivui. So upon him, we see from here that Kahanim start eating Chuma Mitzeis HaKechavim, and our Mishnah tells us Mitzeis HaKechavim in this way to teach us this Chiddush that they can eat Chuma at night even before they bring the Kabbalahs.